been.
Okay.
What kept you at K-State then for right now?
You know, it was really pretty simple. I mean, the Lord put it on my heart that my work wasn't done. And, you know, timing's everything. And the people and Coach Kleiman and Coach Tang and everything he's doing at K-State, it's a special time there right now, you know, and really excited about our mission and what we're trying to do and what we're able to do for our young student athletes in every sport, and wanting to really push that forward. I think we got more in us.
Well, Colin, Big 12 championship, you get a pretty deep quarterback room right now. Talk about the momentum and the excitement right now in the program coming off a big year last year.
Well, you know, it's definitely something to build on. You know, there's always more out there. You know, I think our guys are really excited and about the proposition of really pushing ourselves and seeing in all the areas we can improve. You know, we feel like we left some out there last year, and they've kind of bought into that mindset and excited to see where it goes.
That big game with Alabama, I know it was a tough loss, but I think that was that a really big barometer for you guys to kind of know where you guys need to be to get into that elite status and make a run to the title?
No, absolutely. I mean, they've been the standard since 2009. You know, they really have. And so our guys being able to feel the weight of that heavyweight fight, so to speak, and know where we need to go and where we need to improve, and understand that if we do what's in our control, you know, you're up two scores in that ball game at halftime and you can beat anybody. You know, and that was a, you know, obviously you hate to lose, and credit Alabama, they're a heck of an outfit. So
where are you at now? You talk about, Adam mentioned about a deep quarterback room, but you had a quarterback step up big time last year, you know, which I think surpassed everybody's expectations, and thank God he was there.
No doubt.
So where are you at now?
Well, so Will Howard's obviously our starter. He's earned it, and you know, he's a championship-level quarterback, right? I mean, he can play and execute at the level needed, and unbelievable leader, one of the smartest kids I've ever coached, really works on his craft, you know, from the standpoint of getting himself better. So we got great leadership at the top, got a lot of talented young guys in the room behind him that, you know, we're going to be battling for that number two spot, and just they're a great group to work with. They care about their teammates, are not ego guys or worried about, you know, what the other guy's doing is more of it is of, am I truly being my best? And they bought into that, and it'll be exciting what we're able to do.
You have a big, or you've had your brand new practice facility, inside and outdoor facility. How big has that been for you guys in your development with spring practices?
It makes all the difference in the world. We're able to do so much more real life, real time kind of simulations to help ourselves prepare. Player safety and space is much, much improved. So every facet, it helps every day of our operation.
As an offensive coordinator, first year full-time play caller, when did you feel probably the most comfortable kind of getting in your groove during the season?
You know, I'd say the second half of the year. You know, I think all of us, and that's not, you know, I tell everybody, you know, it's play calling is probably 10% of the job, truly. I mean, it's the detail of the plan during the week. It's how good we are at teaching that plan and getting our guys to truly understand what we're trying to do in that given game plan, you know, and then being able to bring everything together and get everybody on the same page and try to put all that practice onto the field. You know, that's the challenge of it. So it's, you know, I called some really bad plays the second half of the year that they made really made go, right? You know, and then there's some good plays, you know, early in the year that we didn't hit on or execute on or this, that, or the other, and it's nobody's fault. It is what it is, but it's just, you know, I felt like we all got more comfortable with each other more than me just getting comfortable calling plays, if that kind of answers your question.
That covers a lot of my stuff, Ben.
Well, yeah, one real quick. You got the offensive line coming back. Get a new running back in as well in that spring. Boy, that's got to be pretty exciting there for opportunity to kind of take that next level.
We're excited. I think with Trayshawn and DJ, I mean, they'll be able to pick up some of the slack that Deuce left for sure. Got a couple good young tight ends that are growing and developing that'll fill out that room around Ben Sennett. Quarterback room we talked about, O-line, we got a couple good young guys in spring, the Carver Willises, John Pastores, Sam Hex, you know, really did a nice job, and hopefully get Taylor Poitier back off of injury. So we got some young guys that even weren't in that rotation last year, you know, to be there and support. So just got to keep pushing things forward.
Real quick, before I forget, you have a local kid here in the area, Hadley Panzer.
Yeah.
Talk about his development.
He's a workhorse, man. I mean, he comes to work every day and beat, battered, bruised. He's a freaking warrior and unbelievable young man. So